African Americans are the fastest growing voting bloc in Georgia, now nearly 40% of the state's electorate. That's an increase of some 7% in two decades. Other minority communities are growing as well, and these shifting demographics had much to do with the traditionally red state turning blue. And people like Pastor Andre Osborne are working to build on 2020's gains.
Having the right type of energy in an election that's not a presidential election is incredibly important. So we're trying to encourage people to vote every time.
But voting regulations have changed significantly since 2020. Stung by their losses, the Republicans governing the state passed Senate Bill 202, which, among other restrictions, requires voters to provide a picture ID at the polling place.
There is certainly a movement to limit or drastically reduce the voice of the people by minimizing the impact of their vote.
But the new law also expands early voting, which may have a result the framers didn't intend.
It really depends on how voters decide to turn out this year. Do they decide to vote absentee? In that case, the law would restrict them. If they decide to come out and vote in person and do early voting, the law may actually help them and be on their side.
The crucial Senate race sees the incumbent, Democrat Raphael Warnock, up against the Trump-endorsed former American football star Herschel Walker, whose campaign has been marked by allegations of domestic violence and the claim that the anti-abortion advocate actually paid for a partner's abortion.
I think every vote that Herschel gets is a vote against Biden. It's not like, you know, they just want somebody to fill that seat.
The main thing is to defeat Republicans and keep them out of power.
Ultimately, the result will be determined by the size of the turnout at the polls. The larger the vote, the greater the possibility of a Democrat Party win.
The reality is simple. If the Democrats do not win in Georgia, they will in all likelihood lose control of the House and of the Senate. And that will be an answer to Republican prayers.
Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Savannah.